The narrative for more than a decade has been one of impressive growth in Macau, the only place in China where gambling is legal. That story has been changing over the last 9 months. Macau saw casino revenue fall by 49% in February. Analysts believe the decline is primarily due to a government crackdown on corruption. So what does that mean for the major players in the Macau market? Those players include Las Vegas Sands, MGM Resorts, and Wynn Resorts. And does less revenue mean layoffs on the Strip? Kate O'Keefe is a Wall Street Journal gaming reporter based on Hong Kong. She joins us now. Kate O'Keefe, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
9 straight months of casino revenue declines, including a 49% drop in February to $2.4 billion. How does a corruption crackdown translate to such a huge drop in revenue?
That's a good question. I actually, just before this call, I got an analyst report from the most bullish analyst I've ever known, and it was about Macau, and the headline was Death Spiral.
Oh boy.
That's kind of the mentality here right now. I don't think anyone thought that the corruption crackdown would have such a pronounced impact on Macau. And the crackdown actually began a couple years ago at the end of 2012, and it's just taken a long time to really hit home here. But now that it has, people don't really think Macau will ever be the same.
Now, Wynn and MGM and Sands all operate in Macau, and they also depend on the Chinese territory for a majority of their corporate revenues. So is the decline also impacting casinos here in Nevada?
Yes, it is. I mean, MGM, I guess, is the best place because they are still making a lot of money in Las Vegas, but both Wynn and Sands are really, really heavily dependent on Macau, and they've definitely seen a big decrease in top-line revenue. And so that does affect the company, but still at this time, the balance sheets are looking pretty strong, according to analysts, and they're still paying out good dividends to investors. So for now, they have a pretty good buffer despite the real scary decline out here.
Okay. Well, though, down the road, though, are those analysts looking ahead and seeing possible layoffs here in Las Vegas as these gaming companies look to cut costs?
Costs are a big issue. I haven't heard yet of people talking about layoffs in Las Vegas. In Macau, we're seeing some of these operators offer voluntary unpaid leave to their employees. But it's a really employment is a really sensitive issue out here. And actually, I don't think it's politically viable to fire any staff or lay them off in a more permanent way. So
when you say it's not politically viable, why not? And how is that the case?
This is China. You know, Macau has always had one of the most impressive unemployment rates in the world. There's basically anyone who wants a job has a job in Macau, and that's very important. That's very important to the government that it stay that way. So operators really basically can't let go of staff. And there are strict rules about, you know, if you want to import labor from other countries, you have to have enough local residents employed too.
Are there any parallels to the Las Vegas of the 1980s into the early 2000s when casinos up and down the strip began to rely more on non-gaming attractions? Is that underway in Macau as well?
Well, that is what the Chinese government would really love to happen. For many years now, they've been asking, actually begging, you know, the Macau government and also casino operators to spend more on developing non-gambling attractions so that Macau would be a more diversified environment. And now the casinos, basically, they're forced to, I mean, some of them already had been doing that, but now they're forced to do that to an even greater degree because they're getting the message from politicians. But I guess the issue is, you know, is that what customers want? Are people going to come to Macau for reasons other than gambling? I think one key difference between Las Vegas and Macau is that in the U.S., people can gamble in almost every state in the U.S. So when they go to Las Vegas, you know, maybe they're looking for something else. But in China, Macau's the only place where casino gambling is legal. So you can kind of understand that when people come here, they're excited to do the one thing they can't do at home.
Yeah. Kate O'Keefe is a Wall Street Journal gaming reporter based in Hong Kong. Kate, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.